How do you do? We're speaking to you again from Walnut Grove Country Club, scene of the City Men's Golf Tournament for Dayton of 1947. We have beside our microphone right now the two golfers who will be out there battling it out for the championship over 36 holes tomorrow, and that beautiful Dayton Daily News trophy, going to the city champion. We have here first by our microphone, Fred Hussey. Fred, you won your match today over Kramer Mahan, and that was 6-5, wasn't it?
That's right.
Did those feet give you any trouble?
Oh, plenty. Plenty of trouble.
They tell me that you've had a little trouble. I see you've got moccasins on right now. How about that?
Oh, I wish I could play in my bare feet.
That'd be all right. Incidentally, think you'll have much trouble with your feet tomorrow, or will you have more trouble with your club? That's what you have to worry about, isn't it?
Well, as long as the feet don't bother me, the clubs are all right. Eddie Hetzel made a good suggestion. He told me I should get spikes put in my golf socks.
That's a good idea. Incidentally, you were really putting out there today. I saw you sink one over here on 9 in the afternoon round, a nice one, and they tell me this morning you were doing all right. You know how many putts you had on the first 18?
Oh, somebody said 25. That seems like an awful lot.
An awful lot? 25 is not bad for 18 holes. What do you think about tomorrow's match? Have you ever played down before?
No, I haven't. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good match. If my feet
hold up. Well, so do we. Stick around a minute, Fred. Now I want to talk to Don Schock. Don, you won your match today in the semifinals here in the men's tournament by defeating a tough boy, R. Hudson, 2-1. He had you down there a while, didn't he?
Yes, he had me 3 down on the back nine.
Did you worry much then?
Very much. It was a tough match. He's a fine golfer.
Incidentally, what was causing you the most trouble when he had you down?
Well, mainly my putting. I had quite a few rather short putts that I wasn't even close on.
Well, what would you call a short putt? That's an interesting question.
These were about 4 or 5 feet long.
They can be missed very easily by rimming the cup, can't they?
Very much, but I wasn't even close.
Well, tell me this. How about your game today? Are you satisfied pretty well with your game outside of the trouble you were having with your putting?
Yes, I am. I think my game was pretty good shape today, except for a few holes.
How do you think you'll do tomorrow?
Well, I hope pretty well.
We hope you do all right, too, Don. And, of course, best of luck to you and Fred Hussey both. We would like to ask you, each one of you, just as a guess, as to whether you think tomorrow's match will go the entire 36 holes or not. What do you think?
Well, neither one of us hope it will, I don't think.
That's a good answer. How about you, Fred?
Well, I hope it goes 27 holes, and I win 10-9.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it? But do you think that's liable to happen?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to tell. I just don't want to commit myself. I imagine it'll be about 36 holes all the way and maybe a few extra holes, making a good match for the spectators.
Thank you very much, Fred Hussey and Don Schock. We've been talking to the two golfers who will play it off for the championship and the Dayton Daily News Trophy tomorrow here at Walnut Grove. Les Spencer returning you to our studio.